The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Producer Jason here. And welcome to this week's Throwback Thursday edition of the Tara and Johnny podcast. Tara and Johnny are still out. They'll be back real, real soon. And if you're looking to find out what's going on with them, go to their socials at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, or at Johnny G. Weir on Instagram or Twitter. Well, this show is pretty much put together by you guys, the fans, our special little fan corner edition of Throwback Thursday. We got a lot of great submissions, so I picked my three favorites for this week. Let's start off the show with an IM I got from Darla McGinnis from St. Paul, Minnesota. Darla writes, as a mother of a junior skater, my favorite moment was when Johnny's mother came on to talk about how she handled all the issues that mothers face in this sport. Well, Darla, here's Mrs. Pat Weir.
Let's go back. So the first time you saw us working together, being together, doing the Tara and Johnny thing, what did you think, Patty?
And this is a podcast. You don't really have to be politically correct or anything because Tara and I, you know, we talk about everything.
Yes.
Including politics.
Well, naturally, the first thing I was worried about was two skaters trying to work together. Because coming from the world that you came from, it doesn't happen that often.
A little cutthroat. the skating
exactly.
world.
Exactly. Yes.
I feel like we mentioned that in every single podcast,
right.
How cutthroat we,
everyone
the world
knows
is that we
now.
Come from. Like well, we're from the mean streets of somewhere, you know?
Well, especially the girls. I mean, the boys over the years have been much better than the girls, but the girls and the girls' mothers, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's intense.
Yes. But when I first saw you guys together and listened to you together and saw you physically together, I thought, you know, this might be a really good thing. It really might. So I was impressed how easily you two got along and how easily you molded into each other's lives. It's truly how I felt.
Yeah, my mom, obviously loves Johnny and loves us together, but I don't know about you. Obviously, Johnny, you know, I would never be protecting Johnny, and it's a different relationship that we have, but my mom loves Johnny so much. They barely ever speak, probably at the engagement party, and every once in a while, like, you'll see my mom, Johnny, but you have no idea how much my mother talks about you. And when I'm at, you know, Sochi or Nationals or Rio, she will always send a text like, I'm just so glad Johnny's there by your side. Makes me so happy. You guys are so cute.
I know I spoke to your mom when you guys first went to Sochi because she was very, very nervous
yes.
about you going to Russia.
Yes.
And your mom and I did speak on the phone then, and I kept assuring her that she had nothing to worry about. As long as Johnny had a breath left in his body, that you would be fine.
Yes.
If he didn't, then you might be in trouble, but you would be fine as long as he was there to take care of you.
You know what else I want to – I feel like I have so many questions for your mom, Johnny. Sorry, I'm sort of hijacking the question game.
No, bring it.
But
I talk to her all the time.
One thing – and I feel like I need to tell you this too. I say it a lot, but I don't know if you know this, but I have never met a guy that has the best manners. I mean, Johnny is the perfect gentleman. It's probably from you. But it could be just, you know, Johnny naturally. But what did you do when he was growing up to make him like that?
Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, you have to have manners to get through life. I'm a firm believer in that. If someone holds the door for you, you say thank you. If someone opens the door for you, you say thank you. You say please. It's just the way that I raised him and Boz. I mean, I think Boz is as mannerly as Johnny, but I just...
For those that are listening that don't know, I have a younger brother named Boz. That's who Boz is.
But I worked hard at manners. I worked hard at making sure he was a gentleman.
Oh, it paid off. He opens every door. He
should.
Yes, he's such a good boy.
And it's not that you can't open the door for yourself. And it's weird because I, you know, his father's mannerly, very mannerly with me. But to me, and I'm all for women being able to open the door themselves, but... You know, if you're there, I taught my boys that's what you do.
Yeah, no, Patty, I don't want to open the door myself.
Yeah, if I'm there, I'll open it. If I'm there, I'll open it. If there's a bag to be carried, I will carry it if need be.
Johnny, what else should we ask your mom while we have her?
What advice would you give to a young parent that's kind of just starting out in that junior Grand Prix or even a first year on the Grand Prix with a child that's talented enough to be on the Olympic track? Like, what did you learn that you wish you'd been prepared for before you actually got into it all?
I think the greatest thing a parent needs to remember is, A, that the coach works for them. You don't work for the coach.
Snap.
Mommy doesn't like it.
Mommy hates it. Mommy pays for
Mommy it. Mommy pays for this.
I think you have to listen to your child, and if they don't want to skate to big band music, you can take your big band music and take it someplace else.
Exactly. If you want to skate to Speed the soundtrack, then you skate to Speed the soundtrack.
I mean, Tara, can you honestly imagine Johnny skating to big band marching music?
No.
That's what they were pushing him towards.
Oh, goodness.
I think you have to
also jazz.
And
they
jazz.
Because they thought that was going to manly me up. Can you imagine me in a slinky, fringy dress skating to jazz?
But I think for a young parent.
With a fan.
Yeah. You don't have to have the best choreography. If your child's truly gifted, your child will be gifted with one coach, one pair of skates, and maybe some spin lessons, if it's there. If it's not, quit having coaches telling you that, A, you need 18 coaches, you need a choreographer, you need a ballet class, you need a workout class, you need all this other crap to try and make this child that's truly not going to get there. But then you just have to stay listening to your child, no matter how old they are. They don't want that music. They don't want that costume. Johnny refused to wear brown. We tried to press him into brown clothing, and oh, my God, it was like, but you have to listen. And the biggest thing is don't get railroaded by the Federation, and don't get railroaded by coaches telling you what you have to do and not have to do, because you don't have to do a damn thing. It's your child, and it's them. It's you.
No, that's good advice. My mom was obviously took that advice as well. Like one of our coaches wanted would do weigh-ins in the morning. And my mom was like, absolutely not.
No, there's just no way.
No.
There's enough girls that eat and go in the bathroom after they're done
right.
eating. And there's enough guys that do that. But it's just to the point where it just amazed me the amount of parents that you'd meet that they'd say, oh, no, well, my child has to have this choreographer because my coach is insisting on it. And we're not going to be able to pay our car payment for 6 months because we have to pay this choreographer because our coach is insisting on it. Well,
right.
That's crap. You're in control. That coach works for you. You're lending your child to the Federation. You're not giving your child to the Federation.
Right.
But there's a backlash with that, too, because obviously they couldn't get their arms around my kid because he was just a little too unique and I made him a free thinker. And they all have to learn to know your child.
Mommy says back off.
Mommy says,
back off.
Step off.
But I envy them because they're starting on their journey, and through figure skating, figure skating is a wonderful sport. It really is. It's a beautiful sport, but it's just you have to stay true to yourself, who you are, and keep that in mind of why you got involved in the first place.
There is no set path to success in anything. Yeah, I mean, make a plan and God's going to laugh at you. So nobody gets to the same place in the same exact way as somebody before them. So if you're trusting in somebody that is saying, well, I had this great champion or I had this great scholar and this is how we did it, you can take some inspiration from that, but everyone's road is very different. Mama, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Yeah, so
Tara, my pleasure. Make sure you tell Pat I said hi when you talk to her today.
I will.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay,
if
hope
she does.
To see you soon.
I hope to see you soon, too. Come east or we'll come west.
Yeah, I like that. We should get the moms together, Johnny, one day.
I think so. We'll have tea.
Well, I love the sport, and your mom's a little bit discouraged with it. Maybe I could swing her back around just to watch the Grand Prix series.
Well, no, we'd love to have you both as extras in a mommy video, like just walking
by
in the background.
Exactly.
Also in bonnets from Amish country.
Well, I was a mother of a guy, and we didn't stare. Skating moms stare. They learned that patented skating stand in the Lutz Corner stare early on.
The Lutz Corner. The Lutz Corner.
On
I haven't
that
heard that
note.
One in a long day.
Pat Weir is a tough cookie, that's for sure. Well, our second submission was from Michael Levin. He's from Queens, New York, and he writes, Producer Jay, my favorite moment was when Tara had a dream about getting pregnant, and Johnny was so pissed. Well, Michael, let's take a listen.
So I had a crazy dream last night.
Oh, no.
I dreamt that I got pregnant.
Oh, no.
And
were we working?
Okay, so this is the thing. I got pregnant unexpectedly, and you were
by Todd, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. you were so angry because the timing was off. And in the dream, all I hear is you yelling at me like, I told you with skating season, this is your window that you can get pregnant. Now, what do you want me to do? And you're like, yell, like, I never yell at me, but you were so angry. And you're like, do you know what you're going to be like if you're, you know,
do you know what mommy has given up for you?
Yeah, and then at one point you said, you're emotional on air sometimes to begin with when there's, you know, some like a great performance. If you get pregnant, you're just going to be crying and making an embarrassment of yourself. And I just remember thinking, like, what? Like, I'm going to be crying? And I was just, like, looking at you, and you were so angry.
So mean.
So angry that I got pregnant at the wrong time. And then I woke up.
Guys, in fact, like, Tara, you and I have had the conversation, like, what are we going to do about getting pregnant? Because I would like to get pregnant at some point. You would like to have a family. Like,
right.
And we work. We work a lot, and we're on television. There has to be a plan. You know, it has to.
And we already figured that out. So
we've already figured it out.
There's
an order to life.
In my dream.
But the dream. I won't yell at you. I mean, I've told you I feel nothing when I look at most children, but I will love little Ava with all my heart. Yeah, but I don't think I would yell at you. I would just accept your giant stomach on national television.
But it was
more for you than me.
Right. It was just so funny last night seeing mommy angry at me.
Mommy does nothing for herself. Mommy just looks after you, and mommy thinks it'd be a bad idea for you to be at the Olympics in Tokyo with a big fat belly.
Right. You just think you can get pregnant whenever you want, don't you?
Yeah, that is not the fact. Mommy did not give up carbs so that you could get pregnant and go on national television. Mommy hasn't seen bread in years.
I love that one. All right, we'll be right back.
The tradition is here. The memories are waiting. 10 years ago, an unlikely hero named Bucky Dent stunned the Fenway faithful and helped the Yankees cap an incredible comeback season. Next Saturday, these two pennant contenders meet again as the Red Sox host the Yankees or the Giants meet the Astros. The Game of the Week, only on NBC.
Welcome back to our special Throwback Thursday edition of the Tara and Johnny podcast. This submission was probably one of my favorites because you can hear me dying in the background how funny it was. Aaron Van Handel tweeted at me, at The Real Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N. She tweeted at me, she said, when Johnny talked about transforming into Bambi, hashtag fan corner. Oh, my God. Laughed crying. So funny. I can't agree with you more. Here you go, Aaron. Here's Johnny talking about transitioning into Bambi.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. I did have a point to make before we continue on.
Long story short.
If you start cooking this summer, I will start Botox this summer.
Well, so, I think you're going to have wrinkles for at least a few more years.
No, I actually want to, you know, be honest with everybody. I actually have been thinking about starting just so I don't all of a sudden appear at 50 as Catwoman on your televisions. So I've been thinking a lot about it and just sort of gentle touch-ups and refreshers.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I want to know how it's going to affect me. And I found a great dermatologist that really gets me and knows that I still, you know, just want to look like a beautiful fawn of a man. I don't want to look like Catwoman. So
when you go in, just bring a picture of a fawn and be like, this is what I'm looking for.
I'd love to look like Mr. Tumnus.
I'm sure they get like Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner. You're like, I'd like to be this baby fawn.
I just want to look like this. I want to
fur
look like
and all.
Bambi. Can you make spots on my back, please? Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, total real talk, everyone. That's something that I've been considering, and I think this. But no, you've taken the seriousness of you having to cook out of the story altogether.
Oh my goodness,
so crying.
Hopefully,
Bambi.
All you out there won't even notice when I start looking like Bambi, when I start my transition from being just Johnny Weir to being Bambi.
Johnny Weir to baby Fawn.
Now that's a Page Six story. Johnny Weir transitions from man to Bambi. A small baby deer. So yeah, that's something I'm going to do. So when I start doing that, why don't we say you at least start cooking salad or something?
Maybe.
I'll teach you how to deep fry an onion. Oh. Calm down. Both of you out there. Jason, you too. I can't keep talking and doing this podcast if you're coughing the whole way through. You're doing that wheeze laugh, both of you. Calm down. Yeah, so let's. That's true talk, Jason. If you edit that, I'll kick you right in the nuts because I want people to know.
Yes.
So, Kevin, you stop. Jesus Christ, it's not that funny. Just some gentle lifting. Stop it, all of you.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, so
I did an NBC promo shoot.
You met Gus Kenworthy.
I can't talk. You talk about the next thing.
Okay, so while I was in Iceland, Tara was hard at work,
just working. Keep going.
Well, what? This is real life to me. The fact that I want to look slightly like Bambi is not shocking to me because I've gone to bed with that thought for at least 6 years now. So I am red though because of the embarrassment of all of you shaming me via these wires.
I'm like also thinking like you transitioning into Bambi, like one day we're like in the booth and all of a sudden I look over and you put your paw up and it's just like a very delicate, you know, Bambi leg on Bambi.
It's a hoof.
on the table.
So everyone, we've totally
ears will pop out.
Stop it.
Of your headphones.
All right, all of you, calm down.
Well, there you go, Aaron. That is a classic. And that pretty much closes out this edition of the Throwback Thursday Tara and Johnny podcast. We expect Tara and Johnny back real soon. If you're fiending for getting some info on them, you can always go to their socials at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir on Instagram and or Twitter. And if you want to follow me or you've got any great ideas I can dig up for you for next week's Throwback Thursday, go to The Real Roman, G-R-O-M-A-N, at Twitter. And a big thanks to all you guys who wrote in, gave me some submissions for today's show. Much appreciated. We love the fans. We love the Fan Corner with a K. Well, until next week, for Tara and for Johnny, bye.
So Jason, take this
Jason,
out.
Jason.
Sometimes
Jason,
he doesn't hear it.
Jason, that rollout goes away.
We're going to love it. Okay.
Love it. Love podcasting.
I'm going to do it for him.
Bambi! What happened?
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.